Karbala Stories, Season 2, Episode 5.
A few months had passed since the tragedy of Karbala had occurred. Caravans that were coming back to the city of Medina brought back news of what had happened in Karbala. The relatives and friends of Imam Hussein alayhi salam would ask about the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. One of them was Lady Ummul Banin. Her four sons, including Abul Fazl al-Abbas, had gone with Imam Hussein alayhi salam towards the city of Kufa. Ummul Banin asked what had happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The old man wanted to tell her about her son Abbas, but Ummul Banin only wanted to know about Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When the old man told Lady Ummul Banin about the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, her eminence fell to her knees and began to weep. Yes, her four sons had been martyred, but the pain of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's martyrdom was much greater for her. Lady Ummul Banin was married to the father of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And she came to the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam after the painful martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. Lady Ummul Banin's given name was Fatima, but she requested to be named Ummul Banin so that the sons and daughters of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha wouldn't be reminded of the pain of their martyred mother. Lady Ummul Banin took extra care of the sons and daughters of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. They were, after all, the beloved grandchildren of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and they had lost their mother in such a tragic way at such a young age. Lady Ummul Banin always gave priority to these bereaved young children and taught her own sons to do the same. The day of Ashura had arrived. The children and grandchildren of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha were so incredibly thirsty. The enemy had stopped water from reaching the camps. His Eminence Abul Fazl al-Abbas requested to be sent on a mission. Imam Hussein alayhi salam agreed. The mission was to get water for the children who were dying of thirst. His Eminence Abul Fazl al-Abbas fought the enemy with great courage and bravery. He killed hundreds of the enemies, and the enemy fled in fear and terror at the awesome power of Abbas ibn Ali. After fighting through thousands of the enemy ranks, Abbas ibn Ali reached the riverbank. He took water in his hands and proved that he was in total control of the riverbank. And then he threw the water back to show that he would never drink water before the children of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. With the water skin full of water, Abbas ibn Ali rushed back towards the camp. His mission was almost completed. Just a little bit longer, and the thirsty children of Lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha would be quenched. But the enemy came in the hundreds, and they attacked from all sides. During these attacks of the enemies, Abbas ibn Ali lost both of his arms. He then fell to the ground. Imam Hussein alayhi salam came to his aid and held Abbas in his arms for one last time.